Good afternoon. We finally got our coaching staff together. Got a full roster of coaches now.
GM Jerry Reese, podium A.
Coach McAdoo and coaches have hit the ground running, and they've been working hard, looking at free agents and obviously starting on the draft. Our personnel department's working hard as well. Our scouts are here, and our pro personnel guys working hard on free agency back at Quest. I'll open up for any questions. Well, whoever makes it to the market makes it to the market. You know, we have a little bit of money to spend this time, and we'll try to spend it wisely on the players that make it to the market. I'm sure there'll be plenty of players that don't make it. People try to keep their best players, but whoever's out there, we'll try our best to get some of the best players available. Yeah, we're going to try to go with the best player available.
Jerry, what's your evaluation of the running back position group on your roster?
Our running backs on our roster as it stands, you know, we have some solid runners on our roster. We have four good guys. I think we have four pros on our roster, and we'll continue to look, you know, in the draft, look in free agency, but we think we have four capable guys. Well, we're going to try to get good players. That's, you know, Jordan, like always, we'll try to look out there and see what's available for us first, you know, see who hits the market, and we'll try to get the best players available. Yeah, Matt Harris is a guy cut his teeth with us, young kid that came in and really did a tremendous job, and we're happy and proud for him that he's going over to the line. They really have a good employee with Matt. He'll do a tremendous job for the Lions, and in turn, you know, we were able to hire Martin Mayhew, who is you know, completely qualified to do any job in the front office, and we think he'll bring a lot to the table for us. Yeah, we'll keep all our options open with respect to that. Well, you know, again, we're pretty healthy with our cap situation right now. We have to wait and see who's going to hit the market, and you know, we'll definitely look in the market and see if there's players available for us to, you know, to recruit, and hopefully we will be able to land some guys if some guys are available. Yeah, I'm not going to talk about the contract. Victor's under contract right now. Victor's, you know, working hard to get healthy, and you know, from everything I understand right now, he's headed in the right direction, and we'll worry about the contract, and but right now he's under contract, and I'm not really going to talk about the contract situation with Victor right now. I'm sorry? Well, he's under contract right now. We'll see where the process goes. Yeah, well, Michael Thompson, you know, he blew out his Achilles during the preseason. Everything right now is he's getting close. He's working hard. We had three safeties to go out, you know, before the regular season started. Michael Thompson, Bennett, and Burhe, those three young guys. So we're hoping those guys can come back and be healthy and help us out in secondary. Tom, I can't hear you. No. We've looked at a few things of how we've operated with respect to the draft, and we'll try to implement some things as we go through this draft. Yeah. Well, the run game came on late the last quarter of the season. I thought the run game came on pretty strong, and hopefully we can carry over into next season and keep the run game. I think that was part of the late season, along with some defensive issues. I didn't think we were able to run the ball like we were, you should to close games out. So, Rashad Jennings had more carries, got better rhythm. So I think they'll, I think the run game will continue to progress and help us into the next season. We need good players. That's what we need the most. That's what, Dan, we need good players, and we'll try to look for good players at every level, offense, defense, special teams. And that's what we'll do. That's what's important to us. We need help all over the roster, and we'll work hard to do that. Well, we may have the starter on the team right now. So but we'll look for a good player in free agency in the offensive line. We'll look for good players in the offensive line, the draft, every position. Draft and free agency, we'll look for good players. All right. Well, yeah, it was tough to, lose one of your big guys inside, but, no blow is like the blow we got in July when we got the news about Jason. That was probably the biggest blow going into the season. And during the season, obviously, when you lose, a defensive tackle the caliber of Hankins, that's a blow too. But you got to have enough depth to continue to play football, and that's what we need to do. We need to acquire more depth on our football team. Yeah, well, he was doing a good job for us, and unfortunately, he had the injury. And we hope that young guys like him can continue to develop and be good players for us for a long time for us. Well, it's all a process, Tom. We look at what's available in free agency. We look at what their value is to us. We look at what's in the draft. And it's all a process, so it's hard to explain to you, exactly, how we value those guys, and it's not right to stand up here and talk about how we value players, and because we don't want to hurt anybody any kind of way in free agency. Well, we know him better, I think, than anybody else would know him, and so we're hopeful that this procedure that he had after the season, helps him with respect to the hand injury that he has. I know he's working hard at it. It's really, as after you look at that injury, it's really I like to call it, people like to throw miracle around. I think it's a miracle that he was able to walk out there and play for eight games for us. It's really, it's really unbelievable after you really see what happened to his hand. I'm sorry? Whose dispute? No, I don't want to comment. I don't even know what you're talking about. Yeah, I'm not going to get into that. Yeah. Well, again, if we close out a couple of games, We could be 10-6, last season. We lost a lot of games close. We had the lead going in, late in the fourth quarter in a few games. We just didn't close them out, and it's for a number of reasons. It's personnel. We made some bad decisions. But those kind of things, we couldn't run the ball, like we wanted to at the end of some games. And we just got to make some plays sometimes, at the end of the game to close games out. But a few plays here and there, we could be 10-6 instead of 6-10. So that's the way the National Football League is. There are not a lot of blowouts. You have to go in there and finish games out, and we didn't do that enough. We want to do that better this time. How realistic do you think it is to fill all your needs? Well, this is national. Yeah, well, Jordan, this is a National Football League. You know, you can get well pretty quickly in the National Football League. You can get players in free agency. You can get players in the draft. You can get players in trade. So we think, you know, again, we lost a lot of close games, you know, a couple snaps here and there. You know, our season could have went a different way, but it didn't. So I think we have work to do, obviously, but I think we're close enough to believe that we can, you know, compete for the NFC East. I don't think anybody's running away with it. I think the NFC East is a close division still, and I think we can put together a team that can challenge for that NFC East crown next year. Well, Will Tye, who came on, you know, was on the practice squad, and we brought him up, and he really did a nice job for us. We expect him to continue to develop and grow and be a good piece for us at that position. Larry Donnell is, has had the neck injury, and he's coming back, and hopefully he'll be able to continue to play, and we're expecting him to be back. But next can be tricky, so we'll have to wait and see where that goes.
California tight end Steven Anderson.
And there's a couple of young tight ends on the roster that we like. Not yet. No. It's a kid named Cunningham, a kid named Lacoste that's on our roster right now. I'm sorry, Jordan. Well, you know, next can be tricky, and we'll just see where it goes. We'll respect what our doctors say about the neck, and we'll take extreme precaution with that, and hopefully he can get healthy and come back and continue his career. Yeah, we think Eric Flowers is a left tackle. Yeah, we think he's going to be our left tackle moving forward. He was up and down a little bit during the season. He really looked good at times, and he looked like a rookie at times. I think he hit that at some point as well. But he's a tough kid that stayed out there the whole time. And, we got Mike Solari is our new offensive line coach, and we're looking forward to see what he can do with them moving forward. Well, Pugh is, it's kind of flexible for us. You know, he can play, obviously, both guards, both tackles. We'll put him in the best place available for us to be successful. I'm not sure exactly where, that's Coach McAdoo and Coach Solari. Those guys will make that decision.
Thank you.